This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you, and to remind you once again that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction, and that exchange of other information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or your subconsciousness. And once again, you might find that the information that you receive through that telepathic exchange is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that the altered state of consciousness and that silent communication. And once again, as always, that choice is yours. Absolutely. So as we have suggested, you can be involved in meditative activities to assist you in your creation and alteration of your reality, altering your consciousness and going within inside can certainly be beneficial to the experiences that come into your so-called day-to-day activities, and can certainly assist you in validating that which you desire. And so it becomes quite beneficial to know what it is that you desire before you enter into this meditative state or these altered states of consciousness, and before you attempt to put in place the belief systems that will give to you that which you desire. Many entities existing in awakened consciousness that are not quite capable of being specific about what it is that you desire. And the irony of it is that the reality you experience is a validation of your desires and your belief systems. The irony of it is that you create your reality in that manner whether you wish to believe it in your awakened consciousness that or not. It's one of those things that you can't change. You create your reality. Your reality is a validation of your belief systems. Your belief systems many times are influenced about what it is that you desire, even though that desire may not be something that you may be aware of in your conscious state, that you can put your finger on it and specifically write it down or name it out, I desire this, but rather holding beliefs that influence the reality that give to you that which you desire, even though it may be a reality that in your awakened consciousness state you would suggest, I don't desire that at all, that's not a very good reality. And yet at some level of your consciousness, you hold the belief that is influencing and responsible for the creation of that reality and the validation of a desire. So it can be very beneficial to understand what it is that you desire. Be specific. Know what it is. And utilize as well in a meditative state, as we suggested, your imagination to what it would be like to experience that desire in your awakened consciousness state. When you come back into the awakened consciousness state, the results of that meditation, the influence that it can have upon your subconsciousness, can indeed have an influence upon your decisions that come up in your so-called day-to-day activities. The events that you must make a choice on will be influenced by what it is that you desire, by that imagination process that you utilized in your altered state of consciousness. Your thoughts and feelings can be influenced as well. Not only can, but will be influenced by what it is that you hold with inside as a desire, what you have utilized in your so-called imagination experience to bring into your conscious awareness and your conscious experience. It will indeed include your thoughts that again influence your choices and your decisions that have an impact upon the reality that you experience, so that you can, in a conscious state, have more influence over your creation process. The most difficult concept, perhaps, of this creation process for one to achieve, if your belief systems are not where they should be in terms of conscious creation, is that you may not have the expectation to bring that particular reality that you are desiring and imagining in your altered state of consciousness into your awareness and so-called awake state of consciousness. Do you really believe that it's possible to achieve? You see, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for this reality that you are experiencing, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Does not judge whether it's a desirable or a less than desirable reality for you to experience in your awakened consciousness state, but rather gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs you hold, without judgment, without whether it's good, bad, right or wrong, but does so rejoicing in the creation experience. When you experience those intense range of emotions and feelings, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in a job well done, rejoices in this creation of the seemingly real reality that seemingly is beyond your control in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And so the expectation becomes a very important aspect of your creation process from your conscious state. What do you expect? You see, if you don't believe that any of it's possible for you to consciously create your reality, that's not a right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you have to or don't have to believe. We're not suggesting that one is superior to the other. Absolutely not. It's your choice. It's your choice. It's not someone else's choice. There's not some entity up there that's guiding you or controlling your reality or creating for you. It's your choice. And we don't judge whether it's right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or shouldn't do certain aspects, that you should or shouldn't do certain reality creation processes. Absolutely not. That's your choice. It's up to you. We're not judging if it's going to be good for you or bad for you, whether it's right or wrong, whether you will somehow be enhanced or whether or not you will be somehow more enlightened. Absolutely not. You can't be more enlightened. You may choose to hide from it in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but you are all that is. You can't be anymore. You are all that is. You simply choose to hide from the understanding of that aspect of who and what you truly are. And so you can't become more enlightened. You can perhaps become more aware of who you are in your conscious state, but not more enlightened than what you already are. You are all that is. And so we're not suggesting that one particular creation process is more valuable or more advanced or greater or better than another. Absolutely not. If you choose to believe that you're not in control and that's the reality you desire to experience, go for it. It's yours. You can have it. It's not something that you're going to be judged upon. It's not something that's going to be good or bad or right or wrong. It's your choice. Go for it. Do what it is, whatever you desire. We assure you that at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process, regardless of what it is. Right or wrong, good or bad, only exists in your awakened consciousness state. It's what allows you to function in your awakened consciousness state in a societal belief system. It gives you limitations. It gives you structure. It makes it more real in your awakened consciousness state. But once again, that judgment does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, and we really don't care. You can do whatever it is you desire. You can have whatever it is you desire. We in no way are attempting to influence you to make any type of decisions or to go in any direction. That's your choice. Absolutely. We simply interact with the capacity to have some type of understanding and experience of the range of emotions and feelings that you have through our friend alive. That's why we interact, and we simply suggest to you that there is for you the opportunity to create the reality that you desire, no matter what it is. We simply suggest to you that the answers that you are seeking lie with inside each of you. And we suggest to you as well that you are all that is. We suggest to you that you are the God you search for, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is illusionary. You can and do have whatever it is that you desire without judgment from any other entity, either with inside your vibrational level, on any other extreme altered state of consciousness, or from any entity existing outside of your vibrational level. The right or wrong judgment is a human consciousness concept. Once again, that you put in place to allow you to function as a society, that you put in place to give you a sense of value so that you can interact with each other on awakened consciousness state, and to a certain extent that allows you to believe that you're not in control, which is a choice that you choose to implement. It's not something, once again, that's subjected upon you. But in the creation process, the expectation that you have the capacity to correct your reality becomes a very important element, and perhaps for some the most difficult to achieve. In order for you to have the expectation that it's possible for you to create the reality, you must hold the belief that you're worthy of that creation process. You must hold the belief that you are the creator of your reality, and that you are truly all that is. You have to like who you are consciously. We've suggested that the reality you experience comes from a position of absolute unconditional love, and that is the basis of who and what each of you are. Unconditional love is not something that is strange to each of you. Absolutely not. It's who and what at your very basis what you truly are. Unconditional love. You create your reality from that perspective of unconditional, absolute love. So you are, at some level of your conscious, very aware of what self-love is. But in your conscious state, it can be much more difficult, because you choose to believe you're not in control. You choose to put in place the limitations. And so expectation of your capacity to create your reality involves, to a certain extent, self-love. If you don't like who you are, then it becomes very difficult for you to hold the belief that you can create the reality that you desire, that you might refer to as a beneficial or a very positive type of reality. Like yourself, like who you are. And we've suggested before that there are some very simple, rather unique techniques that you can apply. Understand what your principles are and apply them when the opportunity presents itself, so that you strengthen your character, so that you begin to like who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, then you begin to do things that allow you to experience self-love. You see, love is a state of being and a state of doing. And if you can't love yourself, if you can't be in that state of doing for yourself so that you can experience the feelings that are associated with love, it becomes very difficult to do it for others. Love yourself. Like who you are. Apply the principles to strengthen your character. Begin to do the things that allow you to experience the positive feelings. The feelings of joy, the feelings of security, the feelings of belonging, the feelings of knowing who you are, so that you can do certain elements of this loving process towards others, so that they can experience, as a result of your doing, those feelings of belonging, those feelings of security, those feelings of being needed, those feelings of knowing, and even liking who you are when you know who you are, and liking and feeling that the other person likes you, even though they know who you are. Like yourself, so that you can begin to have the expectation that you're worthy of the creation process. You're worthy of bringing into your reality that which you desire, that which you have utilized your imagination to create in your altered states of consciousness, that which you hold the certain beliefs for, that you hold the attitudes for, that you make the choices and decisions to bring into your reality, that you believe that you are worthy of receiving your creation. The irony of it is that we continuously suggest to you ways in which you could consciously create your reality while you are actually in the process of creating your reality, whether you believe it or not. That's the irony. You're doing it already. Once again, many times when one has difficulty in creating what you believe to be a desirable reality, it's because of a lack of the expectation. It's because one feels that they may be missing on something that's necessary to receive or to be involved in that type of a creation process, in that type of a conscious reality. One can become too engrossed in a physical aspect and believing that that physical aspect has an infinite impact upon their ability to receive and to create the reality that they desire, can have an infinite impact upon their self-worthiness. We would suggest that if you experience any of those types of feelings, that you look into your so-called history at entities that you would admire as being the entities who have achieved the type of reality that you desire to experience, and ask yourself the question, were they really worried about physical appearance? Were they really worried about what others thought of them? Like yourself. When you like yourself and you begin to experience self-love, then an amazing thing happens. Other people begin to like you and to love you as well. And you have the capacity to like and love others as well. It's very difficult to give something that you don't have. It's very difficult to express a feeling to another that you don't experience yourself. Self-love, liking who you are, is a very significant part of the conscious reality creation process. It assists you in achieving the expectation. One of the most important elements in this conscious creation process. If you don't expect it, it will be very difficult for you to achieve it. Because once again, that spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong. And if you wish to experience a reality where you are not worthy, then the spark of consciousness that you are does not say that's good or bad, but rather creates it. and rejoices in the creation process. It's your choice. It's your reality. Like who you are. Go with inside for the answers. Understand that you are all that is. If you don't like who you are, then fix it consciously. Each of you has that capacity and that ability, absolutely. It's not something that's beyond your capacity. It's not something that's very difficult for you to do. You have but to believe. Your belief precedes your reality without exception. If you don't like your reality, change your belief system. We have suggested many, many times the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you desire it, if you can imagine it, if you can expect it, then you can have it. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I just asked a question of what form have you taken your level of existence on the other side of the veil? Are you a physical form, or are you recognizable to those who pass over later on in their lives? I'm curious.
It becomes very difficult to give an explanation. We are an energy. The irony of it is that each of you are a similar energy. It becomes very difficult to answer that question in a manner that becomes significant, because you see, your reality in your conscious state is an illusion. You recognize each other because in your conscious state you have put in place the belief system that this is real and that you are somehow separate from each other. You have separated through a conscious effort of your holding belief systems that you are not the creator of your reality. A choice, a human consciousness choice, to put in place that veil that limits your capacity in your human consciousness state to understand who and what you are, and to also believe that this is real. And so it appears to be real, but it really isn't. It's an illusion. Significant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion. In your awakened consciousness state, you hold a physical form that you can recognize. And yet you have entities existing within your conscious state who don't have that capacity of what you refer to as vision. And yet those entities have absolutely no difficulty in recognizing another form. You in your awakened consciousness state believe as well that there is a personality that is reflected through the utilization of your communication that assists you in recognizing. And yet each of you, in your altered state of consciousness, and even for some in your so-called awakened consciousness state, can and do interact with other entities in a manner that has absolutely nothing to do with a physical recognition from what you refer to as your vision, or from an interaction on a personality level, but rather recognize through a level of experiencing the energy that that other entity is in essence. We are, in our vibrational level, an entity. Time and illusion only exist in your vibrational level, and so it becomes very difficult to give a concept, even an analogy, that is in comparison with what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You exist in this vibrational level in a very unique type of creation process, where you limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and you limit in your awakened consciousness state to accept the full responsibility of the creation, or at least to understand at the awakened conscious state the full capacity of your ability to create. As we've suggested before, in your awakened consciousness state, if you were to attempt to and have the capacity to hold that understanding, the rest of your so-called society existing within their particular awakened, limited conscious state that they choose to operate in would look upon you as being somehow insane, unable to function properly. And so you put that aside. You exist within a very limited, yet very important and very unique creation process that allows you, once again, to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that is not available on other vibrational levels. It becomes very difficult to give you an expression that's an accurate description. We say vibrational levels, or you can use levels or planes of existence, and it's like they are somehow separate one from another, and they're really not. We've used the analogy many times, and it's a very good analogy, that there exists within your so-called universe a multitude of radio frequencies and other types of frequencies that are existing in the same space at the same time. And you can utilize a particular apparatus to tap into one particular individual frequency while eliminating the millions of others that exist within the same time and same space. And you understand that that's possible. Each of you utilizes apparatuses that do that on a continual basis. However, you have a much more difficult time accepting that your existence is similar. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. We exist within the same time and same space. We simply operate and exist, for lack of a better term, in a different frequency. We are an entity similar to you. You limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. At some level of your consciousness, you not only would recognize us, but have the capacity to interact with us. And you can put upon us any type of facts or recognition that you desire. For we are, indeed, able to create and exist whatever it is that we desire to be. And we'd interact and create and experience that interaction with you in whatever it is that you desire us to be. We are an energy as you are an energy. And you in this so-called incarnational period exist at what is recognizable to entities that are involved in this creation period, if you wish, in this creation experience, in this incarnational period. What becomes even more amazing is that you are also involved in a multitude of other incarnational periods where you would not even be recognized by your present physical being. You are in other incarnational periods when you are not even the same gender as you are in this incarnational period, where you hold different personality traits, where you're experiencing entirely different types of creation process, many times with the same entities who are involved in different relationships and as well in different genders. And yet at some level of your consciousness, you would recognize them. Not as a physical form, but as an energy. When some entities in your vibrational level choose to be involved in what you like to refer to as past life regressions or experiences, they would be involved in that experience, and it can't seem to be very real. Although, when you come back into your consciousness stage, there is a tendency to say, I wonder if that was just my imagination. That's a common occurrence for any of you who have been involved in that particular type of activity will no doubt verify. I wonder if that was just my imagination. And yet, when you're in that altered state of consciousness and you're experiencing, it's very real. It's feelings that you experience then, and the emotions can be overwhelming. And once again, this feelings and emotions is why you're involved in a particular situation experience in the first place. And so you re-experience those feelings and emotions, and it seems very real. And you're involved in that process, and there's another entity there. And this other entity may be an entity that is a male, and it may be someone, just to use an example, that in that particular incarnation period is your father. And you look at that entity and you say, oh, I know who that is. That's my sister in this incarnational period. You see, you don't recognize the physical being, but more the energy of that entity. Because you are energy, as we are energy. And so you would recognize us as a sense of energy, as opposed to some type of physical form. Because that's what we are. And ironically, that's what you are as well. You are all that is. We are connected. We are all one. And yet we are all individuals. Go with inside. You will find that by going with inside in your meditative state, you have that capacity to connect with those energies that you feel you have somehow disconnected from. And you are not. You are all one. You will recognize, and you will understand that you are always with each and every one that is important to you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Can I ask, what's your interpretation of your thoughts on depression?
What do you believe? It seems like such a simple and evasive statement, but the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It becomes even more difficult. You refer to depression as a very negative type of experience, and we're not suggesting for an instant that it isn't. Absolutely not. There are other entities involved in your so-called creation process, and you look at that and you wonder, why would they create that type of a reality? We will go back again to what we have suggested so many times, that at other levels of your consciousness, you make choices to put in place the belief systems that you will bring into this incarnational period that will have an effect upon the reality that you experience. And depending upon your choices and decisions, depending upon the beliefs that you choose to hold, depending upon your attitudes, depending upon your thoughts and your feelings, you either activate or deactivate the energy that surrounds the DNA where those belief systems are encompassed, if you wish. And it's only there to validate scientific type of research. That's the only reason that you have a DNA. It's only there so that you can make it real. But nonetheless, you hold those belief systems in your subconsciousness. And you can find them once again through your DNA, through what your scientists in your so-called past had referred to the useless part of a DNA. Involved in that so-called useless part and contained within there are the multiple possibilities for occurrences to come into your reality, to experience in the incarnational period. And depending upon your choices and decisions, once again, you actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA. And as a result of that alteration, you have the capacity to activate or deactivate the potentials to experience certain ailments, be they physical or mental ailments, for you to experience in this incarnational period. It's there. It's your choice. as difficult as it is to grasp that understanding, it is your choice. Certain ailments, like what you refer to as depression, are creations that validate and bring into existence those choices. There can be a multitude of beliefs that are involved in that creation process. It's not like you can sit down and say, well, this is it. If I change that one belief, I'll change my entire reality. We continuously refract a belief system. A combination of your so-called individual and societal and human consciousness belief systems that result in the reality that you experience. And so even something that you refer to as depression is as a result of those belief systems, as a result of the choices and decisions, is a result of the thoughts and feelings that one holds. This is influencing the belief systems that's responsible for the reality. We suggested many, many times, if you don't like your reality, change your belief system. If you have difficulty changing your belief systems, like who you are, so that you can love yourself and have the expectation to bring it into your existence. And when you have that capacity, the ability to create is limitless. When you look at examples of entities who are involved in what your scientific and your societal community would look at as being absolutely beyond your capacity to control, and along comes an individual who controls it despite all of the scientific and societal beliefs that it's not possible, you hold that up as a miracle. An individual breaks a spinal cord. He has the capacity perhaps to enter into deep depression, and to experience a horrific type of existence from your so-called awakened conscious state. But every once in a while there's an individual who says, no, I control my reality. I'm not going to experience that. And miraculously, the spinal cord heals itself and the person walks and talks and performs once again. And rather than accept that that's a capacity and a possibility for every entity to achieve, it's much easier to say, well, it's a miracle. We have some entity, we have some guides or gods or angels who interceded and decided that that person should walk again. Well, the problem with that type of a belief system is, why didn't they intercede for the other person? Were they not as good? Did this person drink better water or what? There's no rationale to that type of thinking. But if you can accept that you are responsible for your reality, if you can accept that you have the capacity to create whatever it is that you desire, not only to create, but do create whatever you desire, then it is not a miracle, but rather a belief system that an individual holds that's responsible for the seemingly impossible creation process. And that same type of alteration of a reality can be applied to someone who is experiencing a depression, even though at the moment it seems for that individual impossible to grasp. It's rather ironic to look at it from the so-called awakened human consciousness perceptions, that you can have two entities involved in exactly the same interaction and experience and creation process, experiencing the same type of reality, where perhaps they suffer from a loss of all of their worldly possessions, for example, or they suffer from the loss of a loved one, or they suffer from some type of negative reality. And yet one person walks out the next day, smiles and says, let's get on with my life. It looks really good. The other person enters into a state of depression, a validation of belief system. The choice is yours, absolutely. You create your reality. The reality you experience is a validation of your belief. You are all that is. No one is no more and no less than anyone. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary, including the seemingly negative experiences. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, well, once again, it has been indeed a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share and to learn from each of you. And we would remind you once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to act, express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time we have this opportunity, we would suggest farewell to each of you with love and with peace.